Chapter 12. It was Hector's turn to speak at the Plutonian Council gathering that he had requested. For decades, I've been a leader in the world of communication, marketing, technology, and even surveillance, he started. I am here to put the eye in information. He paused for a moment, enjoying what he thought was a clever idiom. And I am here to put the eye in lie. This is my personal mission statement that I apply to all of us so that we can accumulate more wealth than any other generation on this planet. He waited again and thought to himself, I am the most important thing in the universe, and I want everyone else to adopt that idea about me. Even in front of this group of cocky old fuckers, he wouldn't utter these words, but he truly believed them. Facts don't matter so long as you consistently make room for opinion to steamroll progressives and people who want to help the planet, he continued, making finger quotes around his last three words. I wasted billions on Smatter. It was once simply a popular social media site, but now it's just 750 million people shouting out about how great they are, just to create a hole in the universe of information. When I'm not part of the conversation or throwing information grenades into public discourse, I want a vacuum of truth to exist in its place. Only opinions are allowed from here on in, he exclaimed excitedly, mocking the very people who consistently fell for his parade of lies and misinformation. I went out of my way to block harmless and impartial, publicly owned Western media companies because I don't want my followers to understand the truth, let alone discover what we're doing to them. I'm laying the groundwork for the next evolution of our enterprise, global domination. The other members didn't bother interrupting. They were enjoying Holdfast's rant. I want my sponsors to get the absolute best exposure from my sites and information networks in order to help them maximize their bottom line. I want to confuse the public and stir things up all the time so that people will argue and bicker among themselves before they discover what a shit show this whole opera really, truly is. If I had a Bible, it would be George Orwell's 1984. I want nothing but doublespeak and inconsistencies all around the world. I want all Smatter's users to be oblivious to the truth and to reality, because they wouldn't like it if they knew it. Leo held his hand a few inches over the table as a sign for Holdfast to pause, which he did. I get it, Hector. You have been a key component of our plan from the beginning, and you've done exceptionally well with controlling the conversation. But I want to direct you to your announcement now. You wanted to talk about something you call Gaia. Of course, Gaia. Thank you for that reminder, Hector said. He didn't need a reminder. He was getting to the point. As I said earlier, Gaia is short for Global Artificial Intelligence Accumulation. I've had it running for several years now, and it's shown incredible capabilities, typically depending on how astute the prompts are. The system still runs, to my knowledge, on prompts being added by humans, to which it provides feedback or responses, depending on which platform you're using. Hector was beaming. He was trying not to show any overt emotion about Gaia, but it was hard not to be proud of what he'd unleashed. I knew there would be substantial risk in planning, developing, and promoting a whole system of data collection and creation off the books, but it's already paying off. We've already got more than 100 million subscribers paying anywhere from $10 to $100 per month, generating billions of dollars in extra cash that we didn't have a few months ago. Holdfast was on a solid run. What you need to know that absolutely no one will ever know is that, unlike other competitor AI platforms that pretend they're respecting people's privacy and commit to not collecting personal information and details of the results, we are doing exactly that. Gaia is accumulating information about the planet on an exponential scale, and we're extremely well positioned to leverage that information into pretty much anything we can imagine. The illuminated skyline of London, despite being bleak with overcast skies, was still a stark contrast to the darkness that permeated the Plutonian Council's meeting room. Leo Capiri, the Council's leader, stood by the floor-to-ceiling window, his eyes reflecting the city lights like those of a predator stalking its prey. There you have it. We've all heard from Hector about Gaia, Capiri said, his voice gravelly and assured. This new technology will propel us to previously unimaginable heights. But in order to succeed, we must all contribute our strengths and resources. He turned, and the light from outside made it seem like he was looming over the rest of the council members. Absolutely, Ryfield replied, his tone dripping with false modesty. Of course, you have my support as well, Shinigami chimed in, her voice cold and clinical. Hector Holdfast leaned back in his chair, a cunning smile playing on his lips. With Gaia, he would be well positioned to be closer to omnipotence than anyone had ever been before. He would know everything with a click of a mouse. His low-key tone was modestly reassuring to the others. They knew they couldn't trust him entirely, but his influence, skills, and assets were invaluable, a necessary evil. Garamond was the only one who wasn't completely sold. He wanted to be closer to the action. How will you prevent Gaia from tracking the council members and our preferred supporters? He demanded, his gaze piercing through the shadows. Hector needed to be careful with Garamond more than with anyone in the room. His military and surveillance enterprises made him a force to be reckoned with, and to some extent, a competitor. He also had mercenaries at his beck and call. Thus, Hector's next words were critical. Conflict is inevitable, he said, a sly grin playing on his lips. It's part of our nature. It's what makes us human. It's what makes us strong. And you profit from it. Enormously. We all do, he said, spreading his arms to encompass each council member. Strong, yes, Angela retorted, her eyes narrowing. And our strength comes from unity. Our combined influence is unmatched, but only if we work together. Indeed, Griffith agreed, his voice steely and cold. We are what we are, but we are nothing when divided. Garamond still felt anxious about the direction they were going in, but he was satisfied that none of them would be able to make a move against the council without his armies behind them. Griffith, my old friend, Hector said to him now, we fought many battles using all the tools at hand. You and I have been riding along like the horsemen, dividing competition, sowing doubts within our opposition. Let's continue our allegiance so that we can both benefit mutually. You'll definitely have to be the first to go, Hector thought to himself, keeping his smile carefully in place. Stella jumped in, interrupting the pissing match between Garamond and Holdfast. Boys, 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 let's just talk about money. We all know that everything we have planned will make it impossible to spend what we have in a million years, but we're all happy with a little more. Actually, make mine a lot more. Anyone watching would have seen clearly that each member's individual strengths contributed to the group's overall dynamics. They balanced each other out, creating a volatile mix of darkness and ambition that fueled their collective desires. Enough, Sat intervened, his calm demeanor a stark contrast to the mounting conflict. We should not be arguing amongst ourselves. Our focus must remain on Project Gaia and the benefits it can provide. Very well, Leo said, moving back to his seat. Let's put the matter of Project Gaia to a vote. The decision-making process of the council was simple yet effective. Majority ruled, but as leader, Leo held the power to veto any decisions he deemed unwise or threatening. Those in favor of moving forward with Gaia? Leo asked, his hand slicing the air like a blade. The five hands shot up in unison, hovering in the air like vultures circling their next meal. Hector knew this was all just a formality. As he'd already told them, Gaia had been up and running for a while, shaping information in a multitude of ways that suited himself and his partners. Unanimous, Leo declared, his voice ringing with authority. Project Gaia proceeds as planned. He paused for a moment. On the caveat that we all have some time with the creator of Gaia and get a chance to grill her on some of the nuances that I'm sure exist with these things, he added, allowing his sense of caution and concern to manifest in the air. The council members continued to dive into some of the details of their expectations. As they did so, the rain outside continued to pour, as if the earth itself was crying for its future.